You're listening to Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. The latest state unemployment figures are out, and while Louisiana's jobless rate could be worse compared with the national average, the news isn't great. Louisiana's unemployment rate is 5.7% compared to the national average of 4.3%. Legislative analyst Greg Albrecht says,
we've been in a real decline, whereas the rest of the country has not. What we need is job growth.
Louisiana's less-than-stellar job rate is impacting sales tax and personal income tax collections, which together make up 61% of total state revenue. As to corporations and what they pay, at a recent press conference, Governor John Bel Edwards shared this data.
The fact that 80% of the corporations in the state of Louisiana pay no income tax is a real problem.
According to some reports, corporate sales tax make up just 4% of the state's total revenue. And despite Louisiana's need for more money to address the state's looming fiscal cliff, approaching when the temporary 1 cent sales tax disappears in July of 2018, a number of lawmakers still pushed for more concessions for business during the regular fiscal session this year. Representative Blake Miguez of New Iberia.
It's all about job development and putting people back to work.
We need to do this so we can create jobs. And if we don't do this, then other businesses are not going to come to Louisiana.
Whether it's refundable tax credits, a decade's worth of property tax forgiveness, or cash up front, Louisiana is making deals with industry. In fact, State Economic Development Secretary Don Pearson has a new video out touting about how these incentives attract business to Louisiana.
New investments are critical to Louisiana's economic strength because they generate revenue, bring new jobs, provide more work for local businesses.
But some have questions about this practice. State Representative Sam Jones of Franklin.
If indeed the purpose of these were to create jobs, and I don't doubt that some of them did, where are those jobs?
According to state labor figures, those new jobs are not in New Orleans or Shreveport, Monroe or Lafayette. In fact, all these areas have seen net job losses over the past year. The only big job gains? They're centered around Lake Charles. Southwest Louisiana Chamber CEO George Swift explains.
Right now we have $45 billion in projects underway, and we have at least 16,000 construction workers working on these projects.
One of the current projects is the $14 billion Sasol expansion in Westlake, with construction presently 55% complete. State officials say this project has generated 10,000 direct and indirect jobs. But according to news reports, many of the construction jobs have gone to workers imported from other states, like nearby Texas. And with local housing shortages, such employment has resulted in temporary workers' villages, commonly known as man camps, housing up to 4,000 workers in one location. So job numbers can mean different things, as imported workers usually don't become Louisiana citizens and permanent local taxpayers. But the hope is, once these plants are complete, long-term economic growth will result from the permanent jobs these plants create. Public Radio WRKF in Baton Rouge contributed to this report. For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith.